Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Right Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is off to a wonderful start to the week. Well, it's between 3:10, 3:15 on a Monday, which is when we welcome in Tom Arth, the first-year UTC football coach. Mocs fall to 1-5 with a 41-17 home loss to Furman this past Saturday. It was the debut of Cole Copeland at quarterback. And, Coach, I know you probably I'm curious just what you thought about Cole. I know he kind of had to do a lot Saturday. Just your take on his performance.
I thought performed very well. I think he got off to a great start. Got some good completions early in the game. Was able to make some plays down the field. Some really accurate throws down the field. And Alfonso, made some outstanding catches for him. And I think he played really well. Was very pleased with that. Obviously, there's some things that you can clean up, but it's typical. Kind of freshman, first time playing type of mistakes. Took a few sacks. That he shouldn't have. And obviously, we turned the ball over, but that was more, just a result of, having to drop back and throw it as often as we did, than anything else. But I was pleased with how he played and his ability to get outside the pocket and make some accurate throws on the run.
You're six games into the season. I know you didn't have it scripted to where you would have already played four quarterbacks at this point. How many of those quarterbacks will you have available at Mercer this week?
It's really still up in the air. Cole and Dom are both good to go. Nick is feeling a lot better. Drew is, still symptomatic, but, we're hoping that, he progresses every day. So, we'll have to see. I know today was probably the best Nick has felt, since the injury, but he's still needs to progress a little bit further here before we can get him going again.
Tom, I got to ask, you were 40-8 at John Carroll, and I know you don't forget how to coach football overnight. When I get asked that is Tom Arth in over his head at UTC and the FCS, you always hear that football is football regardless of the level. So is there something you may have misjudged in coaching about jumping up to the FCS level?
I don't think so at all. I have no lack of confidence in my ability to coach. And, we just got to keep improving. We just got to keep getting better. And, there's certainly things that I can do better. But it has nothing to do with, my confidence or, my ability to coach. Just have to do a better job doing it.
You're listening to first-year UTC football coach Tom Arth here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, I know you don't make decisions like that lightly with taking the red shirt off of Cole, but if you're going to put him in and take that red shirt in what would be a desirable situation with what you expected to be a position of strength, he's got to figure pretty prominently in your plans moving forward, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're hoping that this year certainly did not see any reason why we would have to take the red shirt off of him. But unfortunately, the circumstances dictated otherwise. And, that we felt that that was the best decision for, our team now to give us the best chance to be successful.
Coach, when it feels like there everywhere you turn, there's a new fire to put out. What do you feel like your team is doing well?
Well, I think our wide receiver play, I've been very pleased with that. I think it's, greatly improved since, this springtime. We've kind of seen a steady improvement throughout, and just really, really happy with the way those guys are playing. I think we're getting better up front. We're protecting a little bit better. We're doing some better things on the offensive line, and that's exciting to see. It's encouraging to see. A lot of the improvements that we're making, obviously we wish they'd be happening a little bit faster and maybe a little bit more dramatically, but we're getting there, and just got to keep working hard and keep staying positive.
How do you do that you told us last week, and you were 100% right. I mean, as David mentioned, you were 40-8 coming here. You haven't lost this many games in a season before as a head coach. But this team and the guys in the locker room were used to that same level of success. How do you stay positive and make certain it doesn't get a little loose and or negative around there?
Well, you know, I think our team, you know, understands, you know, exactly where we are. And I think our team understands exactly, you know, what we're, you know, what we're doing and what maybe what we're not doing and what we need to do to improve. So, you know, I think that that's something that, you know, we aren't having an issue with. We have great, you know, great leaders, you know, in our program, guys that are really stepping up, you know, over these last couple of weeks and, you know, really showing a different side, you know, of themselves than we've seen, which has been really, really positive. And, you know, they know, you know, they kind of feel, you know, where we're improving and know that we just have to keep working really, really hard, you know, to keep getting there.
You're listening to UTC football coach Tom Arth here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. And along those lines, you are used to the playoffs. This bunch has been used to going to the playoffs. Is there a readjusting of goals from week to week that you have to go through?
No, and I think that's the great thing about, you know, what, you know, our philosophy is. You know, it's, you know, our goal every week is to, you know, to be the best that we can be and to, you know, really focus on, you know, our preparation, to focus on our execution. So that goal never changes, you know, doesn't change, you know, for, you know, particular opponents you're playing. It doesn't change, you know, regardless of what your record is. So, you know, our goal and our focus doesn't change. You know, we just have to keep, you know, focusing on being the best team that we can be. And, you know, it's unfortunately our results haven't been good, haven't been nearly acceptable, but, you know, it's not for a lack of effort, you know, from our players or our coaches.
All right, Auburn is 10th in the country. Their closest game was the loss to Clemson. Their second closest game was against Mercer. What all do you know about Mercer?
Well, you know, they're playing well. I think they're, you know, very, very strong defensive team. They are athletic. You know, I think big, strong, you know, physical, you know, defensive line, you know, very athletic, really and fast all over their defense. Offensively, you know, they got a good quarterback. They have some really good wide receivers and, you know, three running backs that can, you know, that can hurt you. So they're a solid team, and you know, and it'll be a great challenge going down there to play.
All right, UTC at Mercer this Saturday. Coach, listen, thank you so much for joining us as you do each week here on Press Row.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. UTC first-year football coach Tom Arth joining us. We'll open up the hotline at 648-1051. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.